This is 7AD. Let's talk cricket northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Hello, mate.
G'day, DK. How are you this week?
Pretty good. That's nice it? And refreshed after your bye.
Oh, I thought I was going to have a rest weekend. I ended up doing more than what I usually would.
Always the way.
That's the way, isn't it?
All right, so let's start with first grade Greater Northern Cup tomorrow, 50 over games. So we'll just go through the winners from last week. Launceston, Riverside, Wynyard, Westbury, and Latrobe had wins. Sheffield had the bye. So I'll start off with a game at Devonport tomorrow at the Oval. Devonport hosting South Lonnie.
Yeah, no, it should be a good game of cricket. South Launceston probably not off to their usual start in recent years. They've lost two on the trot now, and Devonport seem to be sort of tracking along okay. So should be a good game of cricket, hopefully. And the Devonport Oval actually looks in pretty good nick at the moment. I was there on Sunday watching the women's game, and the outfield's nice and short, and it's sort of been cut really nice, and the square looks good. So, yeah, hopefully we can see some really good games of cricket at the Devonport Oval pre-Christmas.
Right. West Park, Burnie Hurricanes hosting Launceston.
Yeah, probably by the looks of things, Launceston look like they're probably the team to beat in the Greater Northern Comp. They're travelling really well, and it seems that their key players have struck some form, so that's really good for them. Again, Burnie have been consistent and showing some really good positive signs down there as well. So I probably think Lonnie should be too probably strong for them. But having said that, you never know if Sean takes some really good wickets and you know, Brady Yates and Nick Revel and these sort of guys can chip in and get some runs, and hopefully that can be a good game.
Yeah, so that's on at West Park. Now, you bloke, Sheffield off to Riverside tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward. I always like travelling down to Riverside to play cricket. It's a fantastic venue. It's always in pristine condition. I was actually talking to umpire Scott Pearce through the week, and he was there last week umpiring and said that if you were going to Launceston to probably play, that's where you'd most likely, you know, sort of look at heading to, based on the fact that the ground is in such good condition and the facilities are fantastic. Yep. So we're pretty similar, and by the looks of things, Riverside are pretty similar to previous years as well. So hopefully that can just be a really good game of cricket on a good facility.
Wynyard, they won last week and they're off to Mowbray tomorrow.
Yeah, fantastic effort there for Wynyard to knock off South Launceston. Again, they were probably in a similar boat to us. I wouldn't know the last time that Wynyard probably knocked off South Launceston outfit. And so full credit there to Greg Sharman and his team of troops down there at Wynyard to get that win on the board. And hopefully that can get the ball rolling for them. So Mowbray probably, again, they look like they may be struggling numbers-wise this year. But all in all, hopefully a good game of cricket. Again, Invermay Park, fantastic facility in the north of the state.
Oh, it's magnificent. So Latrobe and Westbury both had wins. That game's at Westbury tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's probably the pick of the round games wise. That looks like it's going to shape up to be a cracker. So I'm hearing Ingemell's Oval at Westbury too is in really good condition. So again, no complaints facility wise. I wouldn't have thought out of the players and the umpires over the last couple of weeks, and it looks to be the same sort of story this week. So hopefully a good game of cricket on the cards there as well between Westbury and Latrobe.
Yep, and Ulverston have the bye this weekend in first grade Greater Northern Cup. All right, let's go to second grade. So another round of T20s on tomorrow.
Yeah, T20s for second grade. So you've got two venues tomorrow. Games are at 10, 1 and 4 p.m. So the two venues will be Sheffield and UCI Oval in Ulverston. So hopefully a really good gala day there across both grounds in the second grade competition.
Yep, and the women, round two of the women's competition. So it's the Greater Northern Cup women, isn't it? We'll look at the local games.
Absolutely, yep.
Yep, so we've got, let's see, we've got Wynyard versus Sheffield at Wynyard.
At Wynyard, 4:30 p.m, yep.
Devonport's at home against Latrobe.
At 5:30 p.m, yep.
And Ulverston have the bye. So there's just the two games locally for the women. So they're T20s, I'm assuming, 4:30 and 5:30 start. Yep.
Yep, and I believe that the juniors are full steam ahead as of this weekend. Is that right?
I think juniors started last week.
Last week.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I think so. So it'll be round two for juniors, under 12s, 14s and 16s on Sunday. So good luck to the kids.
Good luck to the kids.
While I got you here, I had a yarn with Tim Coyle the other day about these two blokes and the Raiders, both scoring double centuries.
Double tons, yeah.
It's a first. We checked the records.
Yep.
It's the first time that two players have scored double centuries in the one innings for the same team in the history of Premier League cricket. Amazing.
Amazing feat. Evan Gulbis and Braden Stepien, I think it was. And their record, there was a record run stand too, wasn't there?
They put on 354
or something like that. So amazing effort and good to see the Raiders. I mean, they've put 500 plus on the board, and I tell you what, it should be hard to beat, I would suspect. So
you can't lose that game, surely.
Shouldn't do.
Mind you, Tassie bowling New South Wales out 60, for 60 and losing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's the lose.
Yeah. All right, mate. Good luck with your cricket this weekend.
Thanks, DK.
And we'll catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.